Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 74, the episode in which I actually talk almost exclusively about making quilts. Imagine that, and this being a quilt podcast. Who would have ever thunk it? Not me, really. It's been a good week. It's Thursday, by the way. Thursday, February 9th, 2012. Beautiful day. I'm sitting here on the couch with my dog, Travis, wearing his Carolina blue collar, although Carolina lost last night to Duke in a last-second kind of three-pointer shot. I didn't watch it because I just can't. I have no game. I have, like, even Will's basketball games, I'm just totally like, I can't watch. You know, so imagine when you get to the level of Duke and Carolina. I'm completely just, no. It just ruins my life. Even though I actually really enjoy college basketball. I think it's a really fun sport to watch, especially if you can put out your mind, out of your mind thoughts like, they should be getting paid. Things like, hey, that's controversial, I know. I don't know how I feel about that. Really, either paid or educated, one or the other. I love the idea of the student athlete, but that idea is, I think, even when I was in college at Wake Forest and I tutored student athletes, and they were fine people. I really liked the guys that I tutored. It was almost all guys. They weren't really students, not many of them. Some were. And actually, I don't know if you follow basketball, the name Tyrone Bogues may mean something to you. He's retired now. But I tutored him at Wake Forest, and he went by Muggsy. He's about my height, maybe a little shorter. He was smart. He was a smart cat. So some of these kids are really smart. Many of them, school's not actually their thing. And see, now I'm rambling. I didn't ramble at all. In the Quilt Diaries, I was so on point, and here I am going off about student athletes. I will tell you, this is another little digression, and then we'll get on with the Quilt Diaries. I have a new job. It's a volunteer position, but I have a feeling it's a job. So, you know, last week I think I was talking about my interest in folklife and folklore, which is a long time interest, and I use those terms, folklife or folklore, to encompass a really broad range of interests, from Appalachian history and oral history and yard art and just all kind, you know, folk, traditional music, pottery, all this stuff that I love, and just quilting, for instance. I love quilting, and it could be considered a folk art. So, you know, I like the homemade. I like the handmade. Anyway, and I have thought about maybe at some point going back to school and doing a master's degree in folklore. The University of North Carolina has a great program. But that's something like that would be pretty far off in the future. Well, the other day, I guess it was Monday, I was just traveling around on the internet, and I went to a site where I've been many times before. It's called the North Carolina Folklife Institute. And I've never really been sure what that was. It's connected with the North Carolina Arts Council, and it's got some neat stuff online, but it's a little vague as to who the Folklife Institute is and what they're doing. But I thought, you know, if you're really interested in all this stuff, maybe you could volunteer there a little bit and kind of see what, if for instance, one day you really would be interested in doing more work in folklore and folk life, or if it's just kind of one of those things that you periodically get intensely interested in and then lose interest in and whatever. Because I do that. I cycle around and in and out of stuff. So I emailed. And, you know, if you've ever, like, volunteering for nonprofits, if you've ever thought, oh, I'd like to do something, I'll volunteer at this nonprofit, you know, like, you'll email and, like, you'll never hear back, or months later you'll hear back, and, you know, in some kind of really vague way. It's really frustrating. Well, I got an email back that afternoon, Monday afternoon, going, yeah, hey, yes, interested, call me. So I called, and I went in yesterday and spent 3 hours over there. It's just in this little office about 5 minutes up the road from me. And it's really cool. And I have a lot of grant writing experience, and that's what, so basically it's a one-woman show at this point with some contract staff on contract. But this woman has just taken over and has lots of interesting ideas, and she's a little bit younger than I am. I think 43 or so. So, but not much. You know, it's not really all that much. But it was great because a lot of the talk was just about stuff we were interested in, and I really had a good time talking to her. And she really needs help, so I'm going to help her write some grants. And so that's kind of an interesting, neat thing. Now I could see, you know, right now I'm not that busy. I could see in a month or two where I'm really busy. I'm like, why did I say I would do this? But, you know, I only have to do as much as I want to do. And it was really fun, to be honest, just to talk with someone who shares my interest in certain things. So that was fun. And who knows what'll happen. I kind of, you know, just being open to life, baby. So I just thought I would share that with you. So that's something that's going on. I feel good. Yay. I'm very happy about that. Sunday, I finally felt like, oh, you know, Sunday I was like 95%. And then Monday I was like, ooh, I'm back. And in fact, this week I have finished the top, the sawtooth star top. And I talk about that later on. So that's exciting. And, I bought some fabric for my red and white star quilt. I haven't quite figured out my vision for that quilt. I have a pattern, but that I'll be playing with in the Lintot Gals book, the More Layer Cake, Charm Pack, etc. book. And isn't that helpful to you? That's helpful. Look it up. No. I'm sorry. That was rude. You know, it's the Lintots, but it's More Layer Cakes and the rest of stuff they do. So I do have it, but I'm not going to make as large of a quilt. So, and I don't know. So I'm winging it a little bit, even though I have a pattern. Do you do that? I do that. All right. I want to say thanks to everyone who left a comment. I didn't get any on my Podbean site, which is not that unusual, but I did get some nice comments on my WordPress site. I want to thank Carilla. I would say Carilla. Carilla, that's pretty. And she said very nicely that she does not mind my off-topic rambles. Thank you. Last week was very rambly. And turns out I got her reading Kate Morton. She loved House at Riverton, as did I. Although, were you not wrenched by the ending? I was wrenched. I was wrenched. And, of course, we owe Jay, the art quilt maker, ultimate thanks for getting us turned on to these books. Really wonderful. And I also, I think I mentioned that The Forgotten Garden, I read that and really enjoyed it as well. And I've also inspired Carilla, and you can tell me if I'm, like, totally mangling your name. I've inspired her to use batiks. I am so into batiks. I'm going to call you Kay. Kay, I am so into batiks. It was weird buying the fabric for my red and white quilt. It's just right. It's not batik. I'm like, ooh, what interesting. What do we call this? What is this funny fabric that is not batiked? I don't know. It feels really weird. It's kind of fun, though. It felt new and fresh. I heard from P. Lynn, who liked the picture of my bowl and wanted to know if I had contact information for the potter. Well, you know, the interesting thing about that bowl is, you know, last week when I was talking about pottery, I talked about our friend Michael, who made so many of the pots that we have. And I don't think this is a Michael Good bowl. And in fact, I looked on the back and could not find information, so I don't. So what you're going to have to do is go to the mountains of North Carolina, maybe go over to the Pinland School. There are a lot of potters there. Oh, man. If you ever get a chance to go to the Pinland School in Mitchell County, North Carolina, Spruce Pine, it's an amazing place. I want to go sometime and take a class in bookmaking. But it's a craft school. So they do all kinds of cool stuff. And I've also wanted to go to the John C. Campbell Folk School. That's in Western North Carolina, which is actually quite a hike from here. And there they have quilting and knitting and stuff like that too. Anyway, they have an amazing gallery and lots of really cool art and cool pottery for sale. I will ask my mother-in-law because she bought this pot and she may have some information on it. Let's see, heard from Tammy a couple times. I think she, because first of all, her first post was, the pot is beautiful. It is beautiful. It's so beautiful. And then her second one said, I like it, which I think she just meant she liked the episode. Thank you, Tammy. I appreciate your vote of confidence and support. Heard from Meredith, who wanted to know if I've read of any Lee Smith's books, because last week I was talking about my interest in Appalachia. And yes, I have read most of Lee Smith's books. I've actually lives in this area, and I have met her a couple times. It's not like we're friends or anything, but she's really a really interesting, really nice person. And I do like her books. Fair and Tender Ladies is a book that I truly love, and I really love her short story collections as well. So yeah, I'm a big fan. And I am feeling better, thank you. And heard from the wonderful, marvelous Kelly the Fifth, and who gives the pottery a thumbs up. And she likes rambling too. Thank you for everyone for enduring my rambling. I'm rambling now, but I promise the quilt diaries are so quilty. You're going to be like, who is this quilty person talking about quilting all the time? It's me. Want to mention, I also heard from my mom, but you know, I will hear from my mom whether I podcast or not. But nonetheless, she did, in an email she sent, she said that, no, it was actually a message she left on my machine saying that she was going through her quilting magazines and just kind of making a study of them. And she has decided that McCall's Quilting is really the go-to quilting magazine in terms of patterns she really liked and good articles. Quilting Newsletter, Quilter's Newsletter, and McCall's. Well, now my mom got me a subscription to McCall's, so I don't even have to go out and get it. And I should just get a subscription to the Quilter's Newsletter because I very much enjoy that as well. I just go in and out of magazine, quilt magazine and knitting magazine. Sometimes I have to have all of them, and other times I'm like, nah, not right now. That's just how I am. Let me think. I don't know that there's anything else to tell you. No, I'm looking around. I still have my hexagon garden quilt, and I don't know if I'll work on that before I finish up the Sawtooth Star Quilt. And I think on the Sawtooth Star Quilt, by the way, I'm going to do tabs again. I did that, I don't know if you recall, but last summer I did a small quilt for the Modern Quilt Guild for the Kona Challenge, and I did tabs. And I really liked that look. And then I put a rod through the tabs and then hung it on hooks. You know what I might try? Because I really love, and this is going to sound silly, I really love sticks. Like I have a big vase, urn, I guess you would call it, in my front hallway. It's just filled with sticks. I have a basket in here. It's filled with sticks. I really love sticks. There's this great artist. His name is Patrick Doherty. He's a North Carolina artist, but he's bad. He's nationwide kind of guy. When I say bad, I mean good. He does all this amazing stuff with sticks and vines, and I love it. When the Nasher Museum, which is the contemporary art museum at Duke, opened up several years ago, they had one of his installations. Amazing. That was the first time I'd ever seen his work. And I was just like, oh, I love this. I want sticks. So I'm thinking if I can find a good stick that's straight enough, I actually might hang the quilt on a stick. Does that sound nuts? It doesn't sound nuts. It may not work. That's just one of those ideas you have and think that could be neat. And then you try it and go, no, not neat at all. But it could be neat. Otherwise, I'll just get a rod. But I do like... I have hung other quilts, done the sleeve. And, at some point they kind of start to sag, or it's not, I just feel, I realize that I have been continually happy with my Shoe Fly Pie quilt, that it has tabs and hangs from a rod, that it hangs really nicely and much more nicely than other quilts. Now, it's probably better made than my older quilts that I have hung from sleeves, but there's just something about it that maybe, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but I also just like how that looks. I like how the tabs look. I like everything about it. So I think I'm going to do tabs on this too. I'm very excited to have it up. This room is kind of shaping up, and I like it because this is so fun. It's kind of, this whole L here, the living room, dining room L, is like my space. Will comes sometimes if I'm sitting here and he's doing homework. Like, he might come sit with me on the couch. Travis. It's Travis's space, too, and his crate is right here. But it's like I've got books piled up everywhere. The dining room table, of course, is my quilting table. The dining room is my quilting area. I've got the sewing machine set up. It's really just become my entire space. And it's not like I wouldn't share it with anyone who wants to share it with me. Everyone's welcome. You're welcome. Come into my space. But the man has a study that's very big. He got the really big room because he has a lot of hobbies, and he's got like a easy chair and a small TV, and it's big enough so oftentimes we watch TV in there. And the boys Jack just lives in his room. Jack has no, you know, Jack is like his room, the bathroom, and the kitchen pretty much covers it for Jack. And then, you know, Will is also, I think we all just kind of like our own spaces, which doesn't mean we don't like each other, but it may be sort of the introverted nature of just about everyone in this family. It's like, I need this little space to go to. And now I just have a big space to go to. So it's funny, but I would share. Anyone is welcome in this room with me, but I've kind of taken it over, and I'm happy. But I'm very happy now that my Sawtooth Star quilt is about ready to be officially hung on the wall, and it's shaping up. It's a good space. It's a good space. Do you ever read, so now I'm rambling. I'm going to stop really quickly because we're really heading into long territory. House Beautiful. I get this magazine, and I'm not really House Beautifully. You know, I don't have a decorator. But man, color-wise, it is the last couple issues have just been fabulous. Just if you're into color and into fabric. Really fabulous. So, all right, I'm going to end this up because we're heading on 40 minutes and you have a life to live. And I don't really, in some ways, I'm in between books. So my life is sort of vague and nebulous, but you have things to do. So anyway, let's head into and get on to and get on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, day one, Sunday, February 5th, 2012. I finished my star quilt. Well, the top. I haven't finished the quilt, but I finished the top. Started out with the idea that I would be doing 16 sawtooth stars. Realized very soon into the process that really I wouldn't need any more than 12. Finished up with 9 because I think with the inner border and an outer border, it's going to be perfectly the right size for the space I have envisioned. I like it. I like the colors. They're really cool. Still don't know how I feel about the bright green star. I mean, I think it works. It's my least favorite, so I'm still kind of reconciling that you can have unfavorite colors that actually work in a quilt. It's Super Bowl Sunday, by the way. I just watched Madonna halftime show, which wasn't bad. I really don't like her. I've never liked her. Well, that's not true. I think when she first came out, I liked her style, when she was kind of doing the ragamuffin punk thing, and she had short bleached hair, the kind of streaky bleached roots. You know, you could see the roots. I liked her then. I never have liked her music particularly. I don't think she sings very well, but I kind of like her style. Over the years, I've come to really dislike her on a number of levels, but I have to say, I think she put on a pretty dang good show for the Super Bowl. I'm not actually watching the Super Bowl. I could care less. I could not care less, actually. Let's get that straight. Could not care less. So, not watching, but took a pause to watch Madonna, who I think performed admirably. So, there you have it. But I just thought I would get on the horse, tell you that I have finished a top. I started sewing the hexagon garden. Have started piecing, and it's interesting because you don't piece together the hexagons and then sew them together. You actually put together rows, and when you sew the rows together, then the hexagons will form out of the rows. It's kind of interesting. I made the mistake of beginning the process. Okay, I'm very lazy. So here's what I did. I've got this quilt up on my design board. I've got the pieces up, and I knew it was like you should take a picture, print it out so you have it to work with. But I couldn't find the batteries. My camera was out of batteries, and I couldn't find the batteries. I thought, I'll be fine. And of course, I wasn't fine. I messed up immediately, and then I could not find my seam ripper. It was like my kingdom for a seam ripper. I've got a couple, and I couldn't find either of them. And so I had to use my snips and be really careful. And I just thought, you know, and the man came home and I said, where are the batteries? And he said, they're in the new place that we keep them now. I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot the new place. So I did take a picture, but I just thought, you know, this is a little bit complicated. And without a seam ripper, I'm not doing it. Well, the funny thing is the next day, so that was Friday. Saturday, I went to the grocery store, and you know, like a lot of grocery stores, the Harris Teeter has a little section with shoe polish and shoelaces and what have you, and needle and thread kits, and that nice little seam ripper. And I got it, and I was excited. So when I came home, I unpacked the groceries and got ready to get back to work. And I couldn't find it. I went through all my bags again. I just didn't make it.
It somehow did not make it. It must have slipped through somewhere. So I was like, well, this is just ridiculous. I'm not going to go to Joann's just to buy a seam ripper when I know I have two somewhere in this house. Finally found the one I was looking for in my knitting bag. I don't know why. It just got popped there at some point. So, yay. But I haven't worked anymore on the hexagon garden quilt because I've been working on the stars. I think my plan is on my sawtooth star quilt is to piece a back. I have a lot of leftover strips. I think I'm going to use those to piece a back for it. And then I haven't decided. I'm going to go to Thimble Pleasure sometime this week and get the border fabrics after I do my calculations to figure out how much I need. Thank you very much, because I have my handy dandy quilt fabric quilters of fabric calc. I don't know. I'm thinking something in the red family, but I don't know. I think I'll probably ask for some help because they're really good at helping. And also, I just need to hold the quilt top up to fabric and see what really is going to make it pop. And I also think I'm going to get some fabric for another star quilt, my red and white star quilt, which I've talked about, which I want to put in the hallway. And there is a pattern for kind of wonky star quilt in the newest Lintot Gals book, and I think I will use that to the extent that you really need a pattern for wonky blocks. You don't really that much, but nonetheless, I'm going to give what they're doing a shot. So that's my big plan. I'm excited. I'm excited to be back in the saddle. Oh, I'm feeling better. I know you've been this whole time. I've been talking for 5 minutes. You're like, but how are you feeling? Are you better? Well, at least my mom's doing that. I am, finally. Finally, I am feeling better. The fever has finally gone. That was a real drag, ladies. Let me tell you, a real drag. I know, I'm such a baby about being sick. But it was, because there's so much I want to do, and I have this sort of free chunk of time before I get back to, start working on another writing project, and I've been sick and not had much energy. So it felt good the last couple days to be working on quilts. And yesterday I still felt a little touch of it. And today I have felt just fine. So I mean, I think I'm going to get back to the gym this week and get over to Thimble Pleasures and sew. And I guess I need to get writing. You know, I'm a book a year gal. I just am. I like to write, and I just find it best to not take a lot of time off. It's my job, and I love it. And it's how I make my money. That's it's weird. Yeah, it's the least of it. Although I just don't need to go into all that. I don't think a lot about money when I'm writing, you know. But I do think a lot about money when I'm done writing. Like, where's my money? I want my money. So, but that has nothing to do with quilting, or much that you probably care about. But nonetheless, I like to work. I like to write. It's what I do. So I think that's it for right now, but I just wanted to come and say, yay, I've been getting work done, and yay, I'm going to go buy more fabric for a new quilt. Yay, my dreams, they're all coming true quilt-wise. No, I mean, you know, I'm excited that I'm going to have some quilts on my walls. I mean, I already have one quilt on my wall. I want more quilts on my walls because I think they're nice. Don't you? Okay, that's it for now. I'll be back. Bye. Quilt Diary, Day 2. It's Monday, February 6th. Aren't I good little quilt diarist this week? I am. I am, because I feel good again. I'm a person of fairly high energy. Not manic energy, but I'm pretty energetic. And so it's really weird to me when I get sick and I don't feel like doing anything. So this week I'm just like, oh, I'm going to do everything. So I went to Thimble Pleasures today. First of all, bought fabric to make pillows. I found this great pillow pattern online. I just wanted to make envelope pillowcases. You know, just they're very, and the pattern's great. It takes like 5 minutes total. And you slip your little pillow forms in. My mom sent me several years ago, I've had these forever, some pillow forms. And they're 14 by 14 and 12 by 12. So I've made two 14 by 14 pillows. I'll take pictures. They're darling. The fabric is darling. I don't even know. I'm so bad. See, I'm not worthy. Let me see. I've got this. It's Hyper Real Garden by Pat Bravo. I don't know who. It's really fabulous fabric. I'll find my Thimble Pleasures receipt, and then I can tell you. I'll forget it. I'm never going to tell you. If you really want to know, email me, and I'll check it out. Anyway, so, you know, but pillows, I've been meaning to make pillows forever, but I was going to make, you know, quilt pillows, and it just occurred to me. It's just like I need pillows right now, and I've got stuff to put together a pillow top out of quilted pieces, and I'm going to one day, but I just felt like I need pillows today. See, I need them today. So I went to Thimble Pleasures and bought this fabric, and the pillows are fabulous. I need some bigger pillows. I need bigger pillows than these, though. So I need to go get some, like, 20 by 20 pillow forms. But thanks, Mom, for the pillow forms. I appreciate it. I went and got the inner and outer border fabric for the Sawtooth Stars quilt. I gotta tell you, I was so good making this quilt using fabric that I didn't like, that green, that bright green. I really didn't like it, but I'm like, I'm going to use it because it's going to work. And you know what? It just doesn't. I'm just going to be honest with you. It doesn't work. And when I took the quilt top to Thimble Pleasures to look for border fabric, clearly it's like the stuff that I was looking at, it worked beautifully with everything else except that stupid bright green. And Kat, who works at Thimble Pleasures, was helping me. And I just said, you know what, that's got to go. And she said, yeah, it's just a lot brighter. It's a lot brighter than the other color. And it is. It's just hideous. I hate it. And I'm taking that star out, and I'll make another star and put it in. And then put on the binding. The inner fabric is kind of a maroon. And then the outer fabric, where is it? Oh, it's over there. I don't even know how to describe it. They're batiks. You'll see. I'll have pictures. It's Monday, so I'm sure I'll have this top done by Thursday with the borders on. And who knows? I don't know if I'll have the whole quilt done because I've got to piece together the back. So anyway, I just wanted to share. I'm very excited to be making things. I'm very excited about my pillows, which are darling, and the couch. So this couch is, it's an indoor-outdoor couch. It's very cool. It's like wicker, really sturdy wicker. It's black wicker. We got it at a really nice place in Raleigh. And I love our, and you get cushions. It's got cushions, and you choose the fabric, and then they make the cushions, and you get your cushions. So we got our cushions, and I love them, but they're 5 years old, and I have two children and a dog. So they're really kind of getting dowdy. You know, we really need new cushions, I fear, but right now I'm livening up the whole show with pillows, so I'll take a picture. I'll show you. At least I'll show you the pillows. I don't know if I'm going to take a picture of the couch because it's really dowdy. I need like a quilt to cover the couch with, I think, at this point. Anyway, I also bought red and white fabric, and I think it was Victoria from Peacebrook Quilting Podcast who commented an episode ago about, you know, that red and white quilts are going to be very big. And of course, we all know about the red and white show in New York last year. And that's what we're all into now. And so, and sure enough, like I walked into Thimble Pleasures, there's just this huge display of red and white fabric. It's big. So I'm going to use this to make stars for my red and white quilt. Now, my initial plan was to get white fabric for the star points. And I thought, no, I don't know. So I ended up getting white with tiny red polka dots but for the star points. But you know what? I think I'll probably end up going back to white. I don't know what I'm going to do, quite frankly. I'll put one together and see what I think. By the way, I did use my fabric calculator to figure out how much fabric I needed. So that was really, it was really nice to go in and just know that and not have brain freeze trying to figure it out on the spot and buying way too much fabric. That was quite a pleasure, let me tell you. All right, I've got to go make dinner and make lunches and do all the various things I do instead of having fun. I'm going to go do them. I'll be back. Quilt Diary, Day 3. It's Wednesday, February 8th, and this is going to be short, at least this part. I might do more quilt diary later in the evening, but I wanted to tell you that I replaced the green star that I hated. Oh my goodness, I am so much happier. Right now, I had to take apart the whole thing. I mean, it's not very big. It's they're 9-inch blocks, 9-inch in quote, because I'm still not like Miss Precision Piecer or anything. So what are you gonna do? 336, you know, so say 34 by 34, something like that. Maybe less, maybe more. I don't know, but I took it all apart, ironed everything, and then made a new block, and then I played around and getting everything just the way I wanted it. And now it's on my floor. And after dinner, I hope I'm going to have time this evening. I probably will, to sew it all together and then start cutting out the borders. And the borders, which are going to work beautifully with my arrangement, because the horrid green star is gone. If anyone wants a green star, let me know. I'll mail it to you. It is now officially an orphan block. I, of course, will not be able to bring myself to throw it away. My grandchildren will have to throw it away after I'm gone, I guess, because I just can't do that. I made it. I hate it, but I made it, so I'm keeping it. You know the other thing? The quilt, the hexagon garden quilt, which I haven't done any work on because I've been working on the stars. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I don't think I was making it for the family room that used to be the living room. It's now really the family room. First of all, I made these pillows that I mentioned the other day, which are fabulous, and I love them. It doesn't go with the pillows. And yes, I love the pillows. I'm not abandoning the pillows. But it's a very cool looking quilt, but I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it. And it's cool. The colors are so cool. And even though I do really like blues, very much. I love the color blue. This is too, it's cold. It's cold. I think maybe I'll make it and maybe I'll donate it. A la Sandy, let's donate nice quilts. I could do that. If you want it, let me know. but yeah, I'm as much as, I'm you know, enjoying working on it, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it because I don't think it goes with my pillows and the pillows are staying put. So that's my latest thinking, but I just wanted to report on the fact that the hated star that I gave it a chance. I tried it. I sewed that sucker into that quilt. I took it to the quilt store. I gave it a chance, but I just can't live with it. And now I'm looking at I'm going to turn right now. Turning. Look at that nice little quilt on the floor. Yes, so much better. I'm so much happier. When I recorded on Monday, I actually erased the first take of what I recorded. I mean, I only recorded like a minute because it was all the blocks were actually up on the wall still. And I looked over and I was like, oh, I really like it. Well, and then but I couldn't justify the well. I couldn't justify the hesitation in my voice. It took a little while longer to fully admit my hatred for the green star. It just did. I just had to come to that. I wanted to love it. I wanted to like it, at least, you know, give green a chance, all that. It's a hideous yellow green. You know me and yellow green. We do not get along. I don't like it. But anyway, so I erased it, though, because I couldn't justify not saying, oh, I really like it. But now I can, because I hated that star. All right, I got to go make dinner. You probably need to go make dinner, too. Unless you're cleaning your house on Saturday morning, then dinner can wait. All right, I might be back a bit later. If not, I guess I'll be back tomorrow. I don't know. I may want to talk some more later, so I'm not going to end up here. I'll come back tomorrow and say goodbye if I must. I hate saying goodbye. All right, I'm just rambling. Although this is more coherent. This is more quilty than last week, so you have to give me points for that. All right, more later. Bye. Quilt Diary, Day 4. It's Thursday, February 9th. A beautiful day, though a little bit chilly. Not that I'm complaining. I'm glad to have a little more seasonable weather. It's been very warm, which on a day-to-day basis is actually nice. It's nice when I take Travis out for his morning walk when it's not bitterly cold, the wind's not making me miserable, what have you. But overall, the effect is strange. You know, I think that the earth needs its downtime, as do we. But today seems pretty normal, and it is beautiful. Yesterday was gloomy. Gloomy. I'm just no good with the gloom. I'm not. I am looking on my wall, my cornmeal yellow wall, where I have my quilt top up, and I've taken a picture of it, which I will post in my WordPress blog, theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. I'm really liking it.
I'm really liking it. The borders are lovely. I am thinking that I'm going to bind the quilt with the same fabric, which, what color would you call it? Maroon isn't right. Maroon is too purple for what this is. It's just, I mean, I guess you would call it dark red. It's a batik. It's just a very dark red with just maybe like one drop of brown in it. And the outer border. So anyway, I like that. And I think that's the same thing. I'm going to bind the quilt with that. If I have enough fabric left over, obviously I can go back and get more. And then the outer border I love very, very much. It looks kind of like leaf fossils. And it's all kinds of different colors. It's all the colors that are in the quilt, really. So it's beautiful. And I'm pleased. I'm happy. I'm thinking that this afternoon I will make the backing using scraps from the batiks that I used to make the stars. And no idea about how to quilt it. That's, you know, I always forget as I'm making the quilt that there's the quilting part. And I don't know if this is a quilt where I will try something new or if I'll just do some sort of rambly kind of meandering quilt stitch, which I like. I haven't decided. I'll let you know when I do. I also have to decide what color thread. I'm thinking if I can find a goldish, brownish, reddish color. That'll do the trick. All right, well, I'm going to end up here because I still have to do the introduction and I want to get this posted because it is Thursday and I am your Thursday girl. I hope you have a great week. I hope that you're getting work done, that you're not feeling gloomy when skies are gray. No discouraging words, only good words. And let's get our work done. Let's have fun. Let's be creative. Let's enjoy ourselves. I need a tagline. I don't have one. So every time I end this podcast, I'm like, maybe a phrase is going to, you know, like Pam's got, you know, quilt long and prosper. I need that. In fact, I should do a contest for like a final tagline, if that's what you call it, for me. You know, keep your chin up. Something like that. If you have an idea, let me know. All right, then. Have a good week. I'll see you next week. Bye.
Quick PS, I don't think I said earlier where to come with your comments, your multitude of comments. You can go to my WordPress site. That's where the pictures are. I just posted them, quilt and pillows. That's http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. You can go to Podbean. That's offkilterquilt.podbean.com. And you can email me at fdow@nc.rr.com. Okay, now, that's it.